I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is the featured artist this month at the Juno Artist Gallery. Welcome, Marty Sharp. Hi, Marty.
Hello, Shelley. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, and thanks for being here today. Marty, how would you describe yourself as an artist?
Oh, boy. I think since I was a little girl, I have just loved to dabble with paints. First, it probably started with mud or berries running around as a child. And then my mom got me art classes as I was growing up. And so it's always been a part of my life. And now I'm focusing my career life on being an artist. I retired as a nurse a year and a half ago.
And where are you based out of now?
Well, I'm based out of two places. I am mother of three. I have a home on Prince of Wales Island in Hollis. And then Juno, I have a condo here, and I have grandchildren in those two places and three grandchildren up in Anchorage, a total of 12. So I'm based out of Hollis and Juno.
And I know you're in town now for your exhibit opening happening this Friday. Tell me a little bit about your work that will be on display and the kind of things that you like to paint or make.
Okay. My inspiration for this show was April showers bring May flowers. So I just got into painting flowers because of all the snow we had this winter. It just seemed like something that inspired me to look through my old photos of seasons past. So that's what I hung for this week's show. In the month of May is April showers bring May flowers. I do paint Alaskan scenes, and they're represented down at the Juno Artist Gallery.
Yeah, I understand that your work is very much influenced by the nature and the scenery of Southeast Alaska. How might that come out in your current exhibit?
Oh, the current exhibit is pretty much flowers that we have in Southeast Alaska.
Do you want to tell us about some of your favorite ones to paint?
Well, I have irises there. I kind of fought the forget-me-not. tulips are really fun. And it's just with watercolors, you start painting with it and they take a mind of their own. And so I think flowers are a very fluid thing to start in on. And then when I get more critical of painting, like doing homes or boats or people, then you have to focus harder and do harder drawings. So this show is more fluid. It's been a long winter, right?
Yeah, we all need some fluidity. I've heard that you strive for spontaneity in your work. So what does that mean? What does that look like? How does that come out in your paintings?
What was the word?
Spontaneity.
Oh, spontaneity. Yes. Well, when I was a young mom, I was painting with acrylics and oils. And then I had a friend that wanted me to teach her how to paint a mural at a fish hatchery in Klawak. So I trained her on how to paint acrylics. She was a watercolorist, and that's what she trained me on. Adele Bruns years ago. And ever since then, it's kind of been my nature to go to watercolors before I do acrylics. And I sometimes paint in oils, but not nearly like I used to. So the spontaneity is the fluid of the water. It just dances with the paint.
Does it make it harder or easier to capture an image?
Well, that depends. I think that, with watercolors, you can let the surprises happen, whereas with acrylics and oils, you can always go back over and rework paintings.
So your exhibit is going up this first Friday at the Juno Artist Gallery. What's your connection to the Artist Gallery? How have you been involved with them?
Okay, so I came to Juno in 2012 as a nurse, and I looked at the gallery and watched it for 6 years until I applied. And then I felt like I could devote time to being a serious member there. So I was accepted in November of 2017. The gallery there is cooperative, and there's a member selection team, and we all work as a unit. We have 16 artists right now, and we're recruiting more if anybody's interested. There's always, what I love about the Juno Artist Gallery is there's always an artist, one or two, on duty when we're open. And so in order to be in there, it's really fun to know the other artists and get to know their work and be a part of a cooperative. We all work together. And so that That's my favorite thing about it. In the past, I used to do bazaars and this and that, where you're sitting at a table with your own work. This is a totally different, fun endeavor, and it helps push me in my art. And so there it is. I've been there since November 2017 and still love it.
Now, I'm sure that they're all your favorites, but do you have any artists at the Artist Gallery that are particularly that particularly influence you or challenge you, or that you aspire to be like?
I don't know that there's anyone that I aspire to be like, because there's fine artists that do the paintings and I really respect all their work. And then the jewelers, I learn about jewelry, which is something I never really endeavored to learn. And then we have Chef Steph with all her fun goodies. So I think as a cooperative collective, it's just really inspiring to get to know these artists. It's very different to have meetings with all the artists, like a group of artists together. Can you imagine?
I'm sure it'd be a lot of fun, actually.
It is fun.
I have read that your work is also available at a place called the Strictly Local Gallery in Craig. Would you tell us a bit about that place in case we find ourselves in Craig sometime?
Okay. Yes, my friend Madeline Vogley bought that gallery probably, I may be wrong on the timeline, 7 or 8 years ago from Cindy Wortman, who had it first. And Madeline does, she does yoga there and paint classes, and she accepts local artists. And so she's just a really vibrant person who's brought the arts to Prince of Wales Island. And yeah, I've been friends with her since she took over the gallery, and it's a joy to have that diversity. Craig only has about maybe 2,500 people in it. And so she's a very vibrant part of the community.
It sounds like a neat little place. Well, for those who love your work, what products are out there that are available to purchase? Prints of your work, originals, other things?
I have original art and prints, and I've been lately painting on little boards that are, they're aqua watercolor boards, and so they don't require glass. Most watercolors, you have to put them behind glass framing, which makes it harder to ship and sell. So I have some of those down there. And a cool thing I got into this winter was I sew rice bags. I'm not a seamstress, but I sew rice bags to put in the microwave to help your aches and pains. So those are down there also. There's bookmarks and postcards and a few cards.
Do you ever paint something on the rice bags?
No, not yet. Maybe in the future.
Combine your passions. I love those things, by the way. Well,
they're wonderful.
Yeah, they're amazing. Marty Sharp's featured artist for the month of May down at the Juno Artist Gallery. Come say hi to Marty at the First Friday event this Friday, May 7th, 4:30, starting at 4:30. It's on the ground floor of the Senate building on Franklin Street. April showers bring May flowers. Marty, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we say goodbye today?
I just want to tell you how much my husband and I love the radio. And so this is really an honor to be on here. I was a bit nervous, but it's really fun. And I appreciate all you do at KTOO and you for interviewing me. Thank you.
Oh, thanks so much. Now I'm blushing, Marty. Thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it. All right. Well, have a great opening this Friday. Lots of luck.
Thank you.
Take care. Up next, COVID safety, what to pay attention to now that you've been vaccinated.